a bunch of empty talk.
You know, it is real. There's a standard. And we have to conform to it. There's no doubt about it. Now, next verse. Ah, yes. So this is the message which we have heard of him. We declare to him, well, we declare to you that God is light. And before I talked about how God is, I recently wrote someone how, like, God hides himself in darkness. It says, I would dwell in the thick darkness. God isn't darkness. No, no, he's light. But all around where God is, where his brightness dwells, there is darkness. And that men cannot see. And they cannot get through it to where God is. But in him is no darkness. He is light. That which makes known. He manifests things. He is, you know, but think about it. Okay, God is light, but where is he? Look up in the sky. Do you see him? Well, the heavens declare the glory of God. Yeah, they do. But they sure also, don't they confuse a lot of people? I think so. A lot of people look up at the heavens, they don't see the glory of God. They see something totally different. Just the opposite. They see atheism, to put it just bluntly. You know? They just see a colossal accident. Okay? Now, I'm not going to mock that. Honestly, because it's like, I used to wonder the same things. But my point is not that to deny anything the apostle's saying, but rather that you should be mindful that God is light, but man is in darkness, and he can't find God. You know, when the Lord descended on the mountain to speak with Moses, he ascended in a thick cloud of darkness. All around was a black cloud where God was. And he didn't descend like this figure of a man that, and everyone's like, look, there he is. And he's just kind of coming down. No, there's this black fire and smoke. And God was hidden in all that, though he be bright and glorious. And in him is light. But still, there's all kinds of barriers, philosophy, religion, you know, science, all kinds of things that get in the way so that man can't find him. What makes him visible is this word, the word of life, the gospel. By the foolishness of preaching, God confounds the things that are wise in the world. Preaching is just declaration. Most of the things I declare to you, I'm just declaring to you by a declaration, not by science, not by logic, not by anything. Where's the logic in blood is going to do anything for you? The blood of some man that it would save you? There's no logic. So, well, the sacrifice, atonement, blah, 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 bah. The reason Christ's blood forgives sins is because God says so. This is what purges their sin. By blood shall the sin be purged. It's because he made it. Now, you could analyze that and learn something from it. But essentially, it's because he says it so. For me, that has become the sufficient reason for everything. At least in understanding. You know, I understand other things. Oh, yes. But I do not want to let those things interfere with the truth as it is. In him is no darkness. Now, if we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, what does it mean to walk in the darkness? What does that mean? Ignorance? I mean, that's the first thing that's coming. Well, it means ignorance, I suppose, or what would that mean? Well, walk in darkness. Proverbs chapter 2, verse 13. Let's start with verse 10. Oh, let's try Proverbs 2. And we'll get to the walk in darkness part, because this is a short chapter, and I thought, well, let's add a little word to this. Proverbs 2. Because all the Word of God is all Scripture is profitable and given by inspiration of God for instruction in righteousness, as the Apostle Paul says, in doctrine, exhortation. It's from the books of Timothy. Proverbs chapter 2, verse 1. My son, if thou wilt receive my words and hide my commandments with thee, so that thou incline thine ear unto wisdom, and apply thy heart to understanding. Yes, if you cry after knowledge, and lift up your voice for understanding, if you seek her as silver, and search for her as hidden treasures, then you will understand the fear of the Lord, and find the knowledge of God. For the Lord gives wisdom, out of his mouth comes knowledge and understanding. He layeth up sound wisdom for the righteous. He is a buckler to them that walk uprightly. He keepeth the paths of judgment, and preserveth the way of his saints. Then shalt thou understand righteousness, if thou do those things, right? And judgment, and equity, yea, every good path you will understand. When wisdom entereth into thy heart, and knowledge is pleasant to thy soul, discretion shall preserve thee. Understanding shall keep thee, to deliver thee from the way of the evil man, from the man that speaketh froward things, who leave the paths of uprightness to walk in the ways of darkness, who rejoice to do evil, and delight in the frowardness of the wicked. Those ways are crooked, and they froward in their paths. Whose ways are crooked? And they froward in their paths. Froward is like the opposite of toward. To and fro, you know? It means not straight. Crooked. Froward. I'm going to leave it there for Proverbs chapter 2. But you see that there, leaving the paths of uprightness, leaving the ways of righteousness, is to walk in the ways of darkness. If we walk in darkness, it means to walk in sin, to walk in unrighteousness. When I try to tell people about righteousness, they almost, if they know anything about the Scriptures, they almost inevitably come here to John chapter 1.